Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, grow your insurance business with the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Our tips can help you market your business more effectively than ever. ASG episode 32, How to Better Market Yourself, written by Sarah J. Ruppel. Do you struggle with promoting yourself or your business? All day long, there's a lot of noise pinging from various media channels. Just think about the number of notifications you get on your phone or your tablet in a day. It's never been easier to shout your message from the proverbial rooftop. But how do you make sure that you're not just adding to all that noise? You have to know what to say and where to say it. So let's take a look at your current marketing and promotion strategy. No matter where your company is on the spectrum, we've got a few simple steps to modernize your marketing plan. Stop promoting and start branding. Think self-promotion and personal branding are the same thing? They're actually quite different. Self-promotion is the action of promoting or publicizing oneself or one's activities, especially in a forceful way. Personal branding is the practice of marketing yourself and your career as a brand, and it can be a much more effective and long-lasting benefit to your business. Building a brand requires brainstorming, research, and planning to develop a strong vision, and then that vision becomes embedded in your marketing strategy, encompassing all of your communications and interactions. First things first, know your role. In order to effectively market your business, there are four basic truths you need to understand. Start off by answering the following. 1. When it comes to function, what goods or services do you plan to provide? How do you plan to provide them? 2. What's the appeal? How is what you're doing different? What makes you unique? 3. Think identity. How will people associate with your brand? Will you use your name or your business name? What image will they associate with you? Will it be a logo or a photograph? And 4, what about your audience? How do you plan on connecting with people? Which platform will you use? Which materials will you need? Once you've answered each question, you're ready to move forward. How long will the process take? We recommend a minimum of 2 days, but for some, this brainstorming process may take weeks or months, and that's okay. Next, establish an online presence. There's no arguing over this one anymore, not when nearly 3.5 billion people actively use the internet, according to the marketing strategists at We Are Social. You want your clients to be able to find you when they type your name into a search engine. That way, they connect with you and not your competition. We'll start with your website. Every website has a unique domain name, and that's where your research will begin. Brainstorm a few different names for your website, but keep it simple. While unusual spellings might look clever on paper, they can fall flat when spoken out loud. Next, you'll need to decide who will host your page. Many hosting companies charge $10 per year to house your domain online, and you're responsible for everything else. Prices go up as you add features such as additional storage, higher bandwidth, customization, and more. Price points and features will vary between hosting companies. Agent Methods is a hosting company that specializes in the creation of insurance websites and offers 3 different plan options. Like any other product, it's important to shop around for the best deal. Which additional feature should you consider? Embedding a blog onto your site enables you to write about current events and offer insight. You can use it to build credibility and gain a solid online following. So if you're thinking about hosting a blog in the future, be sure to choose a platform that offers that option now. If you sell Medicare, Ritter offers a great way to round out your site. A branded Medicareful page can exist as one of many pages hosted on your site. Or if you're looking for something simpler, your Medicareful page can function as a low-maintenance website with your contact information. The choice is yours. Now, let's talk social media. Effective marketing requires a social media plan. While you're in the brainstorming phase, consider different username options. Test for availability on all of the social networks you plan to use. Ideally, you want to be able to use the same name across every social media platform. Our pro tip, there's no shame in signing up for more sites than what you initially plan to use. It will ensure that your branding stays consistent even if your marketing strategy shifts down the road. Next, do your homework and determine which demographics you want to target. If you're selling Medicare products, it makes your math pretty easy. Here are the most popular social media platforms and the key reasons why you should use them. Facebook lets you enhance your visibility and share content with 1.6 billion users worldwide. On LinkedIn, you can position yourself as a thought leader among your professional peers. Twitter is a real-time discussion on many topics, especially breaking news, and it's growing in popularity among seniors. Google Plus is a great way to boost your brand visibility in Google search results. Instagram is a photo-sharing platform that boasts the highest level of brand engagement. And finally, Pinterest. 42% of all women online use this worldwide creative bulletin board. But don't forget about good old-fashioned networking. Digital goes a long way, but here at Ritter, we also know the value of face-to-face interactions. That's why we recommend including traditional offline networking when formulating your marketing plan. Learning experiences like workshops, seminars, and trade shows are a great way to stay current on industry trends and meet like-minded individuals. Networking events such as mixers and open houses enable you to meet individuals in other industries who could use your product and connect you to potential clients. Partnerships. Look for business opportunities with others who also serve your demographic. Financial planners, other insurance agents, and local business owners are just a few examples. And don't forget your local community. Never underestimate the power of service organizations, business associations, or your local chamber of commerce. These groups offer a way to connect with other professionals and keep your finger on the pulse of your community. Marketing materials are a must. As an agent, you're always on. That means a constant supply of materials for potential clients and networking contacts. Did you know that on some occasions we offer partial marketing reimbursement when you contract with Ritter? You can submit expenses for business cards, lead mailers, even advertising expenses. For more information about what's covered, be sure to contact your account specialist. Advertising. Don't forget to budget for those times when your message needs more reach than what you're capable of on your own. Are you moving to a new location or making another significant change? Advertising is a great way to convey information to a large but specific demographic of potential future clients. Formats can include digital, print, television, even radio advertising. Compliance. Lastly, and most importantly, everything you communicate must comply with standards set forth by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, including social media posts. Remember not to broadcast carriers or specific plans, as both of those are considered sensitive information. Now, go forth and market. Ready to start working on your strategy? Planning, research, and honesty will go a long way in developing your successful marketing plan. Add in your own experience, knowledge, and personality for a truly authentic touch. You can rely on Ritter to keep you updated with the latest innovations in marketing as our industry grows and changes. And as always, you can check out our show notes for the articles we mentioned today. If you're looking to learn more about compliance, we'll have a link to Ritter's Code of Conduct, as well as the 2018 Medicare Marketing Guidelines from CMS, other articles, and related podcast episodes. Later this week, we will continue the discussion on marketing and take a more in-depth look at personal branding. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, we'd love for you to share this episode on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Maybe you know someone just starting out selling insurance. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you've been selling insurance for a while. There's no bad place to jump on board the Agent Survival Guide. Thank you for your support. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next episode.